This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, House Republicans are expected to pass what's being called Plan B, which would prevent fiscal cliff tax increases on people who make less than $1 million a year. The president is threatening a veto, holding out for a broader deal. Now, throughout all this fiscal cliff back and forth, the stock market has reflected a certain stoicism from corporate America, not a whole lot of movement at all. But the stock market leaves out a huge chunk of our economy, private companies. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so when we talk about private companies, what exactly are we talking about in the U.S.?
Okay, Jeremy, if you look at your publicly traded companies, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, right, companies in the Standard & Poor's 500, they're about a little over 4,000 traded on U.S. exchanges.
Okay.
There are 27 million private companies in the
wow.
United States. So when we talk about private companies, we're really talking about corporate America.
And are we talking about everything from a big company like Cargill, I know is a big private company, all the way down to your local small business on the corner?
That's right. And they have employees, you know, Koch Industries, the energy company. That's the second largest private company in the United States. So when you go through this economy, we have very dynamic publicly traded companies, absolutely. But we also have their peers that are private, have decided it doesn't make sense to go public. Typically, there's a small family or group that controls that company, and they find a lot of benefits to being private.
And those companies are not listed, as you said, on the Dow or the S&P. So we don't know when we say what is happening with the stock market, how these private companies are doing. So how do we gauge them?
Well, there's a lot of services that survey the companies, and there's data that they're filing. And of course, the bankers are always looking at them. So I contacted this place, SageWorks, that does business data, and they have surveys of private companies. And so they have a sense of, you know, private companies are reporting, like publicly traded companies, frankly, you know, sales are down. Productivity of the employee, boy, has that been climbing throughout this downturn. I mean, these are really stunning numbers. I'd say we're in a period of stasis with these private companies, much like the public companies. They're going to keep their employees. They'd like to hire more, but they'd like to see a little more what happens in 2013.
Well, Chris, unlike public companies, private companies do not have to answer to shareholders every quarter. And so maybe they're not as concerned about Wall Street. Do they think longer term, unlike their public peers?
You know, the evidence is that they do. Private companies account for more than half of all business investment. And there's been some recent studies that show they make longer term investments than the publicly traded companies. And the reason seems to be they're not as answerable to these millions and millions of shareholders around the world. They're responsible to their employees, their company, typically a small family group of family members, and they have a longer term time horizon.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.